Recorded Books and One-Click Digital present Midnight Rider by Ralph Cotton, narrated by Kevin Orton.
Part 1. Chapter 1. Denver City, Colorado Territory. In the silvery light of dawn, U.S. Secret Service agent Avriel Rockenbach stepped down from his big dun out in front of the seedy Great Westerner Hotel, located on the outskirts of Denver City. He unwrapped a wool muffler from around his bare head and left it hanging from his shoulders. He looked back and forth along the street, which had just started coming to life for the day. A curl of steam wafted in his breath. Scabbed onto the right side of the hotel, beneath a shed roof, stood Andrew Groland's Lucky Nut Saloon. A large nut, of a variety Rockenbach was unfamiliar with, stood upright between a large, frothy mug of beer and two large tumbling dice. Rockenbach spun his reins around an iron hitch rail, stepped onto the boardwalk, and inside the Lucky Nut. Before he'd made three steps across the stone-tiled floor, two gunmen at the bar turned toward him quickly.
"Whoa, stop yourself right there," one called out, a Henry rifle in his hand, leveled at Rockenbach. "Did you hear anybody say we're open for business yet?"
Rockenbach made no reply. He didn't stop either. He continued across the floor, his forearm carelessly shoving back the right side of his long wool coat, where a black-handled Remington stood across his lower belly. On the other side of the bar, Andrew Groland looked up from counting a thick stack of money, a big black cigar in his teeth. He stalled for a second before saying anything, observing how everyone handled themselves.
"Hey, some bitch, are you deaf or something?"
The same gunman called out to Rockenbach, he and the other gunman spreading a few feet apart, ready for whatever came next. Groland already saw what was coming if he didn't do something to stop it. A belly rig like this? The slightest move of either of his men, this newcomer would pivot left, half a turn. The big Remington would slip out of its holster as if his body had moved away from it and left it hanging in midair. It would come up arm's length, slick and fast.
"Bang, you're dead," Groland thought. "It's all right, Spiller. I've been expecting this man," he said,
at the last second, before the scene he'd played out in his head began acting itself out on the floor.
"Whatever you say, boss," said Denton Spiller.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?